Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified, that all may come to recognize your love, your joy, your peace, and all that you call to lead us to come to comprehend, so that we may serve you and glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Friday of the 17th week of Ordinary Time, and today's first reading comes to us from Leviticus. Leviticus is probably one of the most controversial books in the Bible, and the reason is because it is one of those books, because it's a bunch of laws, it is used to bonk people over the head. So I want to talk about that for a minute, because when you bonk people over the head, they don't conform to what you say they should do. They just get mad at you. So let's talk about that for a second, or for about 13 minutes. Now, first of all, Dennis Prager is writing his Rational Bible series, and I'm just waiting. It's going to be a while, but I can't wait for him to do the whole thing on Leviticus. Now, Leviticus is just a bunch of laws, as I told you, and anytime someone asks me about reading the Bible, they usually come from the idea that you read the Bible from cover to cover, which you don't. The Bible is actually a library of books, and therefore you don't read it cover to cover any more than you would walk into a library and start with all the A's and work your way through the Z's to read what's in the library. No, you choose what is important. Maybe you follow a program, whatever the case may be, but you don't read it cover to cover, because what they always say is they get so far and then they hit Leviticus. And the first thing they'll say is, do we have to read all those laws? No, you don't have to read any of it. As a matter of fact, you really shouldn't start reading the Bible in the Old Testament anyway. You should read it from the New Testament. And then it makes it easier. Once you've done some decent reading of the New Testament, pretty much all of it, then you can better understand the Old Testament. Now, there's an important principle that we must understand. And if you don't understand this principle, this will get you into the habit of bonking people over the head with the Bible. Okay, simple principle. Everything in the Bible is written to the believers of the time that the Bible was written, or at least when each part of it was first put together. The Bible was not written by Joe. Now, what do I mean by that? There are people who literally say, well, how do we know that the Bible wasn't written by some guy named Joe? Well, it wasn't. The Bible is actually, it first started as an oral tradition, which means people were telling stories and telling what was going on in the history, and then people would write this down. And eventually someone came together, and these the different stories that were now written down were put together, they edited together, and this is how eventually you get the scriptures, the scrolls that eventually lead to the entire scriptures and the mostly the Old Testament. The New Testament obviously is a little different, because now you have the Gospels that are all written out, and you have Paul's letters, which are obviously all written out and everything else. So it's a little different there. But you have these different writings that come over time. But all those writings are written to the Old Testament, the Hebrew people. We also call them the Jews. We also call them the Israelis, although Israel right now obviously has people who are not just Jewish. But they are written to the people we call today as the Jewish people, also known as the Hebrews. Period. Wasn't written to the Babylonians, wasn't written to the Romans, wasn't, of course they weren't around then, wasn't written to the Greeks, wasn't written to the Macedonians, wasn't written to anybody else but the Jews. And so all the laws apply to the Jews in Leviticus, because that's who Moses is speaking to. Didn't apply in Babylon, didn't apply in Egypt, only to the Jews. This is important because he's calling the Jewish people, or the Hebrew people at the time, to be his community, to be the chosen people. And they are literally the chosen people. So they are chosen out of all the other cultures, and they are the chosen people. And it's through the chosen people that the Lord will send his word, the Lord will enact his history of salvation. They are the chosen people. Dennis Prager, in his Rational Bible series in the book of Exodus, explains that Hitler, one of the reasons why Hitler hated the Jews is he hated the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments come to us from the Jews. So think of that. One of the reasons why Hitler hated the Jews was he hated the Ten Commandments, but you do realize that the Nazi Germans were actively involved in the occult. And once you're involved in the occult, you open yourself up to the demonic, and you are going to hate all things that God puts his hands to. And essentially, that's what happens. So keep that in mind. That's one of the reasons why, according to Dennis Prager, the Nazis hated the Jews. They hated the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments come to us from the chosen people. So now we look at the book of Leviticus, and we see all those rules. Those rules apply specifically to the chosen people. Now, they apply, Paul talks about them in a different way, and we'll get to that in a minute, but understand that basic truth. So, they don't apply to everyone. They don't apply to the people who don't believe in God. They don't apply anywhere except at this point to the Jewish people. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out the archives of the show. You can listen to our Substack, or you can read our Substack newsletter, sign up for it. You can read the blog. You can send feedback. You can send prayer requests, and you can connect to the parish. And always remember that you have a standing invitation to the 10 o'clock Mass on Sunday morning. So at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, you can find out how to get there through our website. And, of course, we're at 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts. So what I mean by that, people would say, well, if God is speaking the truth, he's speaking the truth to everybody. Okay, but he's speaking actually to the Christian community. I mean, you'll find that, he's speaking to the Jewish community first, and then the New Testament, the Christian community. You will find that in the New Testament, this whole calling to separate yourself from the world and basically seek to live the gospel, and you can lead people to come to understand the truth, but we don't have a role to go out and bonk people over the head with the rules of Christianity unless they're believers, because everything written in the Bible is written to people of faith, to help people of faith grow in the Bible. Now, one of the things that this is a huge difference between Catholics and many other Christian denominations is we believe in Scripture and tradition, whereas other denominations believe just in Scripture. They call it sola scriptura. Well, what does that mean? That means we also draw upon the tradition of the church, and the tradition of the church is handed down by believers who share their different aspects of the faith and share their different understanding. Possibly one of the reasons why Leviticus is used so often as a way to teach people how they have to live their faith, even if they don't believe, is a belief that the United States is the new Israel. That's not a Catholic belief. We don't believe that. There are other Christian denominations that do, that the United States is the new Israel. It's the city shining on the hill. And sure enough, the United States has some tremendous, powerful truths. It's this great well of democracy. It's this great well of prosperity, in a sense, through our different industrialism and everything else. But we do not believe that the United States is the new Israel as Catholics. Many other Christians do. And that might reflect on why people will use Leviticus, I'm just guessing, Leviticus as a source of telling people how they have to live their lives. What we believe is lead people to Christ first. And that's really our call. And people will say, well, Christ accepts me as I am. There's a truth to that, but he also calls you down a new path. And that can only begin when we stand before the Lord and we ask the Lord to say, hey, who are you? Come into my heart. I want to know, or not even go there yet. I need to know who you are. Who are you? Are you real? Show me, Lord Jesus, that you are real. And we begin with our prayer. Because think of it this way. You encounter Jesus maybe after he gives the Sermon on the Mount. And maybe you don't necessarily believe everything you hear in the Sermon on the Mount. What are you going to do? Aren't you going to ask him to help you understand what he taught? Aren't you going to do that? But if I turn around and I say to you, this is what Jesus taught and you better believe it, and Jesus is not around for you to ask, then, and you don't believe it yet, or you don't understand it, then that's just going to be a turnoff. Because what you'd like to do is, did he really say that? Well, I want to talk to him about that. But we believe that Jesus is not Socrates. Socrates died. And Socrates is not resurrected. We believe that Jesus resurrected. He resurrected. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And we believe that God is alive in his church. So we believe that we could come to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't understand this law. You've got to help me understand it. You've got to help me understand this teaching. You've got to help me understand why. And that is a central part of what we believe as Catholics. Just because it's written down doesn't mean we just accept it, because you have to really bring it to prayer and ask the Lord to help you understand. Have yourself a blessed weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.